Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Not bad for a 20-year-old, I understand it. That's Grace Kinsler, American Idol contestant. She goes to Berklee College of Music in Boston. She's from Crystal Lake.
And I just want to be
And you can watch it on YouTube or wherever it is that you watch American Idol highlights. Grace is on a phone line right now. Hi, Grace. You're on WGN Radio. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you doing?
When you hear that back, what do you think? Is it as good as it felt, or is it better or worse? What do you think when you hear that?
I feel like as vocalists, we all kind of know like when we're sounding good, when we're sounding not so great. And so listening to it back, it's what I expected it to be. I definitely felt better about the second song than I did about the first. I felt like the first one was a good way for me to get my nerves out. And then going into the second one, I felt pretty solid about it.
Was this the second one or the first one?
That was the second one.
Yeah. Well, but it does seem like Katy Perry at least gives you guys some advice about relax, feel the meaning of the song, and then channel that. Does that help when they say things like that?
Absolutely. Especially coming from people who are so experienced in this industry, you know, they've gone through processes similar to this, even though it wasn't, you know, maybe not the same way. But it's definitely helpful hearing that from them,
yeah,
because they were in your shoes at one point. Yeah. So it kind of calms you down to be like, okay, they're on your side. They want you to do well. So just take a deep breath and let it just soak it all in and do your best.
I suppose they give the same sort of advice. I wonder what the reaction is from Jason Warrior.
Mother, mother, there's so many of you crying.
Another Chicagoan sharing the stage.
Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we got to find a way to bring some loving here today.
He is a 25-year-old music teacher at the Chicago International Charter School Longwood on the South Side.
We don't need to escalate.
Not bad, Jason. Welcome to the show as well. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you very much. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Yeah, pretty good. I'll ask you the same question that Grace, who's still with us, answered. What do you think when you hear that? Good, bad, indifferent, in the middle? What's your thought?
You know what? It's still a roller coaster ride for me. And you know what? I'm still honestly just very grateful to even have a chance to stand in front of Lionel, Katie, and Luke.
So, this is this season of American Idol, which was recorded in the fall, right, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you know where I'm going with this. Where are they in the recording of this season? Is it all done and we're just now watching it? Or are you guys potentially still in the game, as it were?
Well, I don't know, Grace, if you want me to answer that or you want to answer that.
You can go for it, James.
Well, honestly, what you guys have seen on television was the audition process.
Right.
And that's literally all that we've began. So hopefully everything that's happening after that with Hollywood Week, because that's the next steps. Hopefully, you know, Grace and I would, you know, advance through Hollywood Week. So everything that you've seen on television thus far is all that, you know, we've in a sense gotten done, and that next process is Hollywood Week.
Okay, so you guys, so they say you're going to Hollywood. In fact, you have not yet sung for the Hollywood part of the show. Is that right?
There you go.
Oh, so you're both definitely in the game still, as it were, and have not even gone to the next or through the next stage, right? Like you're still waiting to see what you sing and how you do it. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Do you know what you're going to sing, Jason?
Well, for myself, I'm still kind of going through a couple of song choices. I still, you know, want to have songs that mean, you know, a lot to me and just, you know, have a message as well in them. So I'm still kind of searching.
How about you, Grace? What are you going to sing, or do they help? Do they pick the song out for you, or help you do that?
So we definitely we pretty much bring what we're feeling and what we're looking to sing to them, and they help us through that process. They're very good about, you know, being there for us. They've been super kind so far, and so I'm also still in the process of figuring out my songs. You know, in my audition, especially, Katie was like, just feel it. Don't phone it in. Yeah. And so that's really what I'm going to be focusing on during Hollywood Week, is not thinking about all the technical aspects, but I feel like I do better when I do feel it and I just let everything else go.
Well, Grace,
so that's the advice that I'm really going to be taking.
Sure. When do you sing again then? When do you sing in Hollywood?
I don't think they have told us yet. Jason, have you heard anything?
Yeah, no, we haven't received any like official information yet. Just kind of waiting for auditions to, you know, continue airing. And then I'm pretty sure once auditions are done airing for you guys, then we'll all get some information. And, yeah.
But I guess I suppose it's an issue of travel and COVID and stuff like
exactly.
that, right?
Exactly. You hit it right on the head.
Because you don't want to do it on a Zoom call, and you don't want to do it remotely. You want to be in the room, right?
There you go.
Totally. Yeah. Absolutely.
I suppose they could do something like that. But, well, and obviously we were in the midst of coronavirus in November when you sang at auditions. So I didn't see all of the episodes that they've aired so far. Was it just one? Just one?
Yeah, just one.
Were there a bunch of people there, or how did they space you all out on that?
They actually did a great job of keeping us all socially distanced. There were not a large group of people at one time in a room. You know, they definitely had COVID compliance officers on set with us, making sure that we were socially distanced, making sure that we always had our mask on at all times. So when I tell you that definitely is something that they had as number one priority, is making our health number one priority. They did a great job of that.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear that.
100%.
Yeah, 100% from you too, huh, Grace? And then, you know, this is interesting to me too, Grace. I'll start with you. You've already got a couple of albums out, right? At least the Tribune reported something like that. So then how much of a quote-unquote discovery are you? I know you're young, you're still in school, but do you need American Idol? You're going to have a career regardless, or what does this mean to you?
This means the world to me, honestly. I mean, yes, I have definitely released music, but, you know, a lot of people have released music. And so to have this platform to be able to kind of show myself to the world and in another light, that's just not an artist, but also a person, and to be able to reach a bigger audience is really, really important, especially in today's day and age with social media and how much that plays into effect.
And then
I'm just really grateful.
Yeah, amen. And then, Jason, what about you? Have you been out there for a while? I know that you were on another show before, but, I mean, do you have a lot of videos or music already published?
I also, as well, have a couple of songs and music out as well right now. One of the things, and I, you know, kind of agree with what Grace said, this is just a great platform to give us all that chance. And specifically for me, as you say, that, you know, having been on another show, and been very young, it kind of allowed or, you know, kind of stopped a few things in my career for me. And so this has kind of given me that chance to reboost and have that chance again to get back out there and say, you know what, let's get back to it and keep going. So, yeah, again, I do have songs out available everywhere on all musical platforms. Yeah, there you go.
I'm sure that going in for an audition on national TV is not easy. So what you've done it before, Jason, but for both of you, what was something that scared you, or what was something you weren't excited for? Grace, you can go first.
Sure. So for me, I just have this habit of letting my nerves get in the way. And so for me, that was my main focus, was to not let that happen. But for that day specifically, it was just kind of an emotional roller coaster for me. You know, I was carrying the weight of wanting to do well for my dad and pay tribute to him. Mm-hmm. And then my grandmother, who passed 5 weeks after him. And then that day, I actually, a very close friend of mine was taken off of life support hours before I went into that audition room. So for me, I was just really trying to not let my emotions get the best of me. And I was really trying to focus on the prize and doing it for myself and all the people that, you know, wouldn't have the opportunity going forward because they weren't here anymore.
Yeah.
So that was really my focus for that day.
That was a very touching part of the story. And for you, Jason, I was thinking that there's no hiding behind backup singers or an orchestra. It's you and a piano, man. I mean, any bad notes you hit, we're going to hear. It's very naked that way, isn't it?
But he didn't hit any bad notes.
No, but I'm like, you know, we're going to know if you can sing or not, because it's just you and a piano, man, in an empty room, and it felt kind of hollow to me. So, you know, we'll hear what you got. I mean, did it feel a little like that?
You know, honestly, stepping into that room, I'm just going to lay it out flat for you. Stepping into that room, I kind of left the space for a minute. I was completely nervous. I literally was nervous out of my mind. I had to talk to my grandmother beforehand just to calm me down, my grandmother and my mom, just to calm me down, because I felt like, you know, I didn't deserve to be there. And I felt like they were going to tell me I didn't deserve to be there and tell me why I didn't deserve to be there. And, you know, so what, I can sing, but I did something horrible. And that's what I was really focused on walking into it. But, you know, when Lionel spoke to me and said, let it go, that doesn't even matter anymore. You have to restart and have a fresh start at what you're trying to do. That is what literally changed everything. I left Earth for a moment, you know, and when I came back, yeah. It was just such a beautiful thing and a great experience, you know. It felt so refreshing. And so your original statement with, you know, just the piano in the room, I actually love it. You know, it allows me to control a lot more and be at peace, you know, and focus a lot more on what I'm saying as well in the words. So it's still a beautiful thing. Music is just beautiful.
It really was. Jason Warrior, the 25-year-old music teacher on the South Side, and Grace Kinsler, who, are you in Boston right now, Grace?
Yes, I am.
From Crystal Lake. Listen, I'm out of time, guys, but obviously you're still in the game, so let's visit again when the next chapter of this story happens, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Good luck to you both. Yeah, it was nice to talk to you both, and good to hear him sing. Jason Warrior, Grace Kinsler from Chicago.